Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The king came as promised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I promise. Those are special words, aren't they? Those words mean that we can rely on what the person is saying. For example, when mom or dad promises that you're all headed to the movies on Friday, you know it'll happen. It's a promise. Or if your teacher promises a field trip to the zoo or museum, you can rely on it. It's a promise. Or if you promise to clean your room, it'll definitely happen, right? It's a promise. Promises are for certain, except when they're broken. Sometimes a parent plans for family movie Friday, but unexpectedly has to work late. Promise broken. Sometimes a teacher gets everything ready for a field trip, but suddenly school is canceled and everyone stays at home for months. Promise broken. Sometimes you have every intention of picking up your room, but you just forget or lose track of time or are exhausted from practice. Promise broken. Over the years, God's people Israel might have wondered, will God keep his promise? God had promised to send a Savior many times, ever since Adam and Eve sinned. Our verses from Zechariah are one of those promises, where God assured his people that their Savior, their King, would come to them. But not long before this, God's people had been conquered by a foreign nation and taken away to live in a foreign land. His people must have wondered, will God keep his promise? But we know what happened. The King came. We heard about it in our last devotion. Jesus entered Jerusalem just like Zechariah said he would, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Isn't that amazing? Jesus the King fulfilled Zechariah's prophecy given hundreds of years before, even the part about riding on a donkey. Jesus the King came, which means God kept his promise. Yes, God keeps all his promises, because unlike people, God can't break a promise. And that means we can trust everything God tells us about our King. The King came to save, and he has. His death on the cross has saved you. Promise kept. The King came to bring peace, and he has. Your sins are forgiven. Your guilt is gone. Promise kept. The King came to bring you into his kingdom, and he has, through your baptism. Promise kept. No matter how things seem or how we may feel, we can always rely on this. God keeps his promises in Jesus. We come before God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending our Savior Jesus just as you promised. Help us to trust all of your precious promises because we know you will always keep them. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.